Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather in Israel is calm with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa is experiencing a mild breeze, while Eilut remains warm and pleasant, a perfect night for a late stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel strikes Gaza as kite threat returns to southern border. This comes from Ynet, reported 11 hours ago. Also, the Treasury launches Operation Economic Outcast against Iran. JNS reported this 5 hours ago, also this hour. Breaking news from Walla, concern of a breach at the valley border with suspected smuggling activity. This report came in 3 hours ago. Separately, Israel gives Board of Peace 3 days to halt kite launches from Gaza or face renewed strikes, according to I-24 News, 8 hours ago. And finally, Syria and Israel move to defuse tensions after an airbase bombing, as reported by Axios, 35 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. Ihab Hassan, a Palestinian activist, posted just minutes ago that Israeli settlers are allegedly attacking the village of Al-Mazra'a, Ash Sharkiya, in the West Bank. Residents are reportedly calling for assistance from nearby villages. Balaz News shared earlier today that Israel's UN ambassador, Danny Danon, strongly disagreed with the term occupied West Bank, emphasizing Israel's historical and biblical claims to the land. Ynet Global commented on the intersection of Hollywood activism and Israeli politics, focusing on Mark Ruffalo's growing criticism of a media deal involving Israel. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Gaza. In earlier reporting from Ynet, Israel has conducted airstrikes on Hamas sites in Shati. This action follows incidents where incendiary kites reached Israeli communities, reminiscent of past attacks. Israel has made it clear that these launches must stop. The situation remains tense for residents near the border. Turning to the Treasury's move against Iran, JNS reported that the department has initiated Operation Economic Outcast in a bid to cut off Iranian cash flow. This campaign is described as unprecedented, though secondary sanctions are not yet in place. The economic pressure on Iran continues to mount. Meanwhile, Walla's breaking news highlights a potential breach at the valley border. The IDF has deployed large forces, including aircraft, after spotting two suspects crossing. This development underscores ongoing security challenges along Israel's borders. The situation is under close observation. Next, from I-24 News, Israel has issued an ultimatum to the Board of Peace in Gaza. The group has 3 days to stop kite launches or face military action. This warning follows a pattern of escalations that could impact peace efforts in the region. Finally, Axios reports on recent diplomatic efforts between Syria and Israel. Both countries are trying to ease tensions after a controversial airbase bombing. Syria called the strike unjustified, while Israel defended its actions. Diplomatic channels are crucial now to prevent further escalation. On the economic front, first, Base 44 has doubled its annual recurring revenue to $200 million in just 5 months. Kotek reports this growth stems from the company's push into proprietary AI models. Separately, Israeli banks have postponed plans to cut ties with the Palestinian Authority. Globes reported that the Bank of Israel requested the delay to avoid economic instability. And finally, an ABC investigation uncovered a scam network operating from Tel Aviv targeting Australians. Ynet Business says the Sapphire Network used fake news and bogus trading platforms to deceive over 4,000 Australians. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.